Debris and passengers' personal belongings have been found in the Mediterranean Sea north of Alexandria, Egypt, following the disappearance of Egypt Air Flight 804. Among the items found, luggage and a seat. But the search for answers to why the plane went down continues. There were 66 people on board that flight from Paris to Cairo. The BBC's Lena Sinjab joins us from Cairo. And Lena, first tell us more about what we know today about this disaster.
Well, basically, there was very few information coming out. The Egyptian authorities today said that they've managed to find some remainings of wreckage, some belongings of the passengers and some seats off the shores of the city of Alexandria, some 290 kilometers of the city of Alexandria. No further details have been given by the Egyptian authorities. The families of the victims, families of Egyptian victims of the crews, and also of the French, they've gathered here today in Cairo at an airport hotel, and they spoke to the officials here, but they hardly spoke to the media. They were all mourning and really terrible distressed situation. One of them spoke to me and said that they're so tired, they're exhausted, they just want to bury their beloved ones. They just want the bodies so that they can give them a proper funeral.
But still no indication of what caused the plane to go down.
It's still very early to find out about this. Investigations are carried out. The Egyptian authorities, even President Sisi, have requested an acceleration in the efforts to find out. They have formed an investigative team. We know that some French investigators arrived yesterday to help out in the investigation. But as we know from previous experiences in incidents like this, the investigation takes a long time, but this is really difficult for Egypt. This is the third incident to happen in a few months' time. Last October, a Russian airplane blew up in the Sinai Peninsula, and then there was in March the hijacking of a plane to Cyprus, and now this one. So the security situation is really to be questioned in Egypt, and it's definitely affecting the reputation of the country and harmfully affecting the tourism industry.
Well, and I know that you've been speaking with some of the families of the victims, but what about others? Are people still getting on Egypt Air flights today in Cairo and going off to their destinations, or have they gotten scared by what's happened?
The authorities are saying that the airlines are still operating fine and that there hasn't been any cancellation for their flights. Of course, for the Egyptians, it's a different matter than foreigners. Foreigners might be more cautious in using Egypt Air these days. But so far, we haven't heard any information about any flight being cancelled.
And what does this mean for Egypt more broadly? There has been a serious problem, as you say, with tourism going all the way back to the Arab Spring and the overthrow of the Mubarak government. But now with this latest incident, what do you think it's likely to mean for Egypt?
Well, it is really difficult time for the country. It's difficult for its economy. It's difficult for the people of the country who are trying to get out of a time of turmoil, of political turmoil that affected heavily the economy. And this is certainly not good news for them, because it means there are further steps to be taken so that the country will go back into its shine of attracting tourism, which used to be the hub of international and Western tourists specifically to come and visit this very rich country in its monuments and its history. But this is not the right time for it. And certainly with this kind of news, it's very much disencouraging.
That's the BBC's Lena Sinjab speaking with us from Cairo as we continue to follow the latest on the search for answers in the crash of Egypt Air Flight 804. Lena, thank you.
Thank you.